We're all familiar with the Gzeira of the Yavanim to prevent us from being Mekayim, the mitzvahs of the Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Mila. But there are other Gzeiras that the Yavanim were Mesakein as well, that we know from learning through Gemaras that the Yavanim were Mesakein, other Gzeiras that they were Geyser. They were Geyser this Gzeira on our Kiyam HaMitzvahs. They were geyser, as we know from the beginning of Ksubas. They were geyser on the ichus of Klal Yisrael, that anyone that gets married, the kala has to be first with the tibayel lehegemen tchila. They were geyser to try to create a psul and a degradation and to diminish the purity of the ichus and the mishpachas of Klal Yisrael. And they were also geyser directly on the Torah. La'ashkicham Torasecha, and in many ways, besides for asering Talmud Torah, we know that it was a Melech Yavon that was geyser to be metargim the Torah, to translate the Torah in a way that was not considered a positive thing in those days, to translate the Torah to make it available to all cultures and all studies, to equalize it with all the other chachmos. So if you think about it, there are three areas where there are gzeiras of chachamim, of Yavon. We have the area of the tahara of Klal Yisrael. We have the area of the kiyum ha-mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. And we have the area of the esek ha-tayra of Klal Yisrael. It's not a surprise then that we're going to spend the yontif of Chanukah attributing our nitzachin over Yavon to three things. We're going to say Tmeyim Biyat Tahirim, that represents the ichus of Klal Yisrael. Rishayim Biyat Tzadikim, that represents the Kiyam HaMitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. And Zaydim Biyat Oiske Seirasecha, and that represents the Kiyam HaTorah, the Kiyam of Limur HaTorah and Esek HaTorah, and the Chashivas of Torah in Klal Yisrael. When Yavon set out to make these gzeiros, it wasn't random. They had a mission. There was something that they were trying to accomplish. And what they were trying to accomplish was, they were trying to, the way Rav Huttner says it, they were trying to blur the line that separates between us and the nations of the world. They were trying to dull, to dilute that clear separation. Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Chayil, ben Ur l'Chayshech, ben Yisrael l'Amim. We make a Havdalah on the difference between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world. We are not like them. We stand apart. We have an identity. The world was created for us. We have a mission. We have a Torah. And Yavon didn't like that. And they wanted to, Tiboya l'Hegmen Tchila, your families aren't unique and special and aside. We can mix in with the rest of Yavon. You're acting so differently. You have all of these godly behaviors that you do. Act like all of us. And you're connected to this lichtig Torah. You're connected to this chachma that existed before the world was created, that's so unique, and you think it's only yours? No. We can all learn Torah, or none of us can learn Torah, but it's available to everyone equally. So for us to celebrate Chanukah, we have to do it with that flavor, with the flavor of acting and being chaygeg and celebrating and making mesibas and making tremendously musical and joyful hallels and unbelievable Shabbos Chanukahs, all with the nusach of that we are not like them, that we stand apart, and celebrating the fact that we stand apart. We are the tzaddikim. We are the tahirim of Tmeyim Biyat Tahirim. We are the tzaddikim of Rishayim Biyat Tzaddikim. And we are the oiskei sayrasecha, especially us who have the zchus to learn in the Beis Medrash, that we are the oiskei sayrasecha to whom the zeidim fell. You know, there are two ways to enjoy things. A person that wants to have a good time and wants to have fun could set out to enjoy. He has a mission to enjoy. And the time that he's having that fun and experiencing that enjoyment, he'll enjoy. And then when it's over, It's over. That's one way to enjoy. But there's another way to enjoy. And that is to set out to experience something with meaning and with a mission and with a purpose. And that's also extremely satisfying and extremely enjoyable. But there's a big difference. That enjoyment doesn't go away when dessert is over. That enjoyment carries with us into the days, the months, even the years ahead. The tam, the flavor of the tainug, of the ruchnias dika tainug, of the time that we spent having a simcha together. And we're working very, very hard to be able to have a yontif together with the yeshiva, because this yeshiva, Kenai Nahara, has had such a powerful zman and has been, and the Talmidim in the yeshiva are outdoing themselves in their sdarim and in the powerful shabbosos and in the shiurim that are well attended and in the charusa shafts that are loud and robust, that when it comes to a yontif like Hanukkah, it's your yontif. And the yontif should be spent in a way that packs together the sense of enjoyment with the sense of meaning. So over this Shabbos, we have an off Shabbos, and we hope that everyone will spend a very, very meaningful and strong Shabbos with their mishpachas, and adarabah, that you'll bring home with you a little bit of the Ur HaTorah. You may be in your family one of the only, or one of the few, or maybe the only one in your family that has the opportunity, the matana, of being able to spend this many hours in front of a Gemara. So that means you're carrying that torch of Oiske Sayrasecha home with you. Spread that joy. Spread that ur. Embrace your family with the Sever Panim Yafais and with the attitude that will allow them to feel the spark of the Torah that you learn.